With Tom and Laura on Thursday. Now, coming up in November, have a couple of very special events. A huge event the morning of November the 8th. The Burkhardt Center for Autism at Texas Tech University is going to have their official ribbon cutting. I don't know if you know anything about Burkhardt Center, but man.
They do exceptional work over there.
Unbelievable stuff.
Absolutely.
Big time, cutting edge work for autism, people on the spectrum. Now, there's also an event coming up on the 8th of November in the evening. That's going to be a Maloof's Night Out. Okay, it benefits the Burkhardt Center.
From 7 to 11 at Maloof's in Kingsgate Center.
Yeah, that's 82nd and Quaker on the south side. Welcome to the program. We've got two fixtures of Maloof's. We've got John Maloof. And we've also got Albert Hernandez. Man, how long you been there, Albert? Forever?
Going on 23 years.
Wow. Really?
Going on 23 years.
Wow. Okay. Tell us about the event. What's going on the 8th? How's this going to work? I know that you're giving a portion of the proceeds to the Burkhardt Center. You're going to be, it's an evening time thing, but also you're going to have a silent auction and all that. Give us all the skinny on that.
Well, like we were just saying, it is benefiting the Burkhardt Center at Tech. And we want everybody to save that date. It's November 8th from 7 till 11. And, of course, all of our customers and the public is invited. The event is free. All we ask is buy and enjoy a trunk show that we're going to have. And we'll have live music, drinks, hors d'oeuvres from Garsky's. And, of course, we're going to have the silent auction. And the proceeds, most of the proceeds, will go to the Autism Center, Burkhardt Autism Center at Tech. Last year, we were able to give $7,000.
So, nice.
So it's a big thing for Maloof's and a big thing for the Burkhardt Autism Center. It's really a great cause.
Yeah, it certainly is. Indeed. We've had, what's her name? Janice Magnus on several times, and she actually lined up some interviews and things with, like, Temple Grandin and some other people that have been on here that have benefited from Burkhardt. Just amazing work. That's going to be on November the 8th. You need to save the date for that. Swing that mic on over to John Maloof. Interesting story. John, how long has your store been in business, man?
64 years.
64 years. And you have a really interesting story. You guys have been a part of the community with, fine clothing and fashions. And, I've known about Maloof's ever since I've been in Lubbock since 1980. But tell us a story about your business, because you were just a pup right out of college when you got this thing going.
Yes, I worked for a men's store as a student through my 4 years in college and just fell in love with it. So when I finished my last class in January, I had an opportunity to sign a lease in April, and I did that. And opened in August. Also, we're a member of a group of stores called the Apparel Forum Group. You have to be a leading store in your geographical area, and we're the only store in a small community that's a member of that group, so we're real proud of that.
Right.
And we've been recognized in the industry as one of the leading stores. We received an honor in New York this last season as an uptown downtown store, which is a recognition that they give to stores that are outstanding in their area.
That's quite an honor coming from New York. I mean, that's a fashion, that's the fashion center, I guess, of America.
Yes, so really proud of that. And we've always tried to be very generous to our community. The Burkhardt Center, of course, is a great opportunity, but I've given support to Texas Tech and many other institutions in Lubbock over the years. I believe giving back is very important and a responsibility. So that's something that's very much up front in my philosophy.
Well, I can tell you, Laura, I don't think that, and if there is... Somebody call me, email us, let us know. But I don't believe that I know of anybody that's in the clothing store that is locally owned, or even, you know, owned by a conglomerate that's been in business in Lubbock, Texas for 64 years.
Right.
You know, you got to do something. You got to be doing something right. So, you know, let's just say you're old enough to know better and young enough to do it again. Huh?
Well, I'm not the retiring type, so I'll continue.
Yeah, that'll be good. Clothing the world of West Texas. Hey, John Maloof and Albert Hernandez, anything more you want to say about the event saving the date on November 8th? It's a Maloof's night out.
I really want to thank the sponsors for the evening, which includes College Flowers, Copycraft, Garski's, Great Plains Distributed, Host Toast, and Nothing But Cakes. So we want to thank them, and we want you guys to all come out and visit with us that night. It's really a good party, so we'll all be there.
Awesome. Hey, man, thank you guys for coming in. We do appreciate
it. And one more time, that's Friday, November the 8th from 7 to 11 p.m.
Save the date for that.
Maloof's in Kingsgate Center.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.